So today, congratulate yourself for choosing this journey to change your inner pain code with Sri Viral Manik. Do follow us on our Facebook page, that is Pure Energy Academy 777. You can follow Sri Viral Manik on his personal Facebook page, that is Sri Viral Manik. You can also avail our audios on www.pureenergyacademy.com. For further inquiries, you can connect to us on 902-969-1739. Welcome to this journey with Sri Viral Manik. Thank you.
As a child, all your needs were never met. You have lots of unmet needs. And in your experience, you have experienced the trauma. And that trauma is unresolved within you. So what happens to the energies which is caged in your unconscious? How do you develop your personality? What you do emotionally? And how you deal with your emotions? That we are going to explore in this pain code, which is acting out. Emotion is a primary motivational force. It defends ourselves. And emotional gets our basic needs met. So let us see what happens when you get angry. The moment you get angry and you feel the anger, your primary motive is to defend yourself. When you have fear, and you feel that the danger is too large to your capacity, imagine a tiger is coming in front of you, out of the cage, and you are visiting the zoo, and you are standing in front of the tiger. Will you not feel fear? Yes, because it is too big for you to resolve. Psychologically, in any given situation, where you psychologically feel that you will not be able to talk to your boss, and the situation that is created in your office or the workplace, because you feel that the danger is too large and you are too small for that danger. You feel sadness. And in the sadness, you cry. And when you cry, you clean your emotions. You resolve some of your issues, but not all. Then you extend the sadness to the griefs, which is your unresolved past. And you are unable to deal with that situation of your past currently. Now comes the distress and the trauma. Where your expressions that you wanted to give in your childhood were frozen by somebody shouting at you. Somebody stopping you from doing what you were doing innocently. Or any other trauma of that kind that you have experienced. So at that very particular time your emotion is frozen. You get to the abnormal behavior. That is the next stage of emotion, where you cannot express your griefs. So what you do in all these cases? You act out. You express these emotions out without awareness, without realizing. Without giving the freedom to yourself to release this pain code. Because as you are witness to the violence and you are the victim to the violence, so let us clear these imprints of acting out and feel our emotions in more balanced form. Extending this part, let us understand, what will you do? If somebody in the childhood was violent with you, you will reenact the violence. So if you are a violent person and whenever you have expressed your violence, you would enact that violence in the way that you have been subject to the violence in the childhood, in the same manner, in the same intensity, only the external story changes, the boxes changes, the drama changes. Everything is just a replica of your emotions from the childhood to the adulthood. You will do or say to the children what you would never say or do. So to others, when you would not do something, but you will only say. So you feel that you have acted out. It is not your fault. And you feel to let go that frozen emotions. That is your intention when you just say and don't do it. Don't be judgmental about yourself. And many a times you act and become a child immediately and start throwing the temper and the tantrum of a child. If you observe this kind of behavior in anyone, and either in you or surrounding, it is the frozen emotion of a child which is at play. So thereby he is accessing himself within by doing such thing. Now these people also get rebellious. And they are inappropriately behaving at times. Are you idealizing your parents' rules as the commands and living the life as this is the only ideal rule which is given to you? You are enacting something. So this comes from an experience where your needs are unmet and you have unresolved traumas. This is what happens when you act out, what happens when you act in, how your personality shapes. The first thing you do is you will always punish yourself, as if you were punished as a child. And acting in will result into the depression and powerlessness. If you have feel powerlessness and depressed, understand that you are acting in something which has happened to you, which you are unaware about. So deal with yourself with full compassion, love, acceptance. These quotes are not a criticism on you. It is on the contrary giving you the passage to declare you as innocent and work on your record and experience the journey of the true life. I wish you can record and give it to me or write to me what it feels like after completing the record, and how you interact with the reality, how you interact with the people, how your situation changes, and what happens to your life when you feel freedom. Thank you.